The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Echet Yebamot has been dedicated and sponsored by our dear friend Mr. Isaac Jamal and his wife in honor of his family and Hatzlacha Varvaha Bechol Ma'asei Yadav. May be Zocheh to raise his children in the ways of the Torah. They should give him much nachat. He should have many more children with health and happiness. Chen v'chesed b'enei Hashem u'b'nei Adam. And he should have beracha b'kol mikol kol. Him and his entire family. Amen. Daf Kof. Today's daf is being studied for the Hatzlacha of Yosef ben Sarah and his family, donated by Anonymous. May Hashem bless Yosef ben Sarah and his family with osher v'chavod, hatzlacha u'briut, v'chol milid metav. Amen. Today's daf is being studied le'ilu nishmat hacham Abraham Za'afrani ben Latifa. Ruach Hashem tanihenu began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied le'ilu nishmat Abraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem tanihenu began Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Saditet Amud Bet. 9 lines from the bottom. Tanu Rabbanan. Asara en holkin lahem teruma bebet hageranot. There are 10 different types of people that we do not give them teruma at the granary. Some of them will see, do eat teruma, they just don't go to the granary to pick up the teruma. They send it to them, to their house, and they eat it there. Ve'eluhen heresh, that somebody is a deaf mute. Shoteh, that somebody does not have da'at, ve'katan, a minor, tum-tum, that somebody that's closed up, ve'androgenos, has both zakhrut and nakbut, ve'eved, that's the eved kana'ani, ve'isha, the lady, ve'arel, somebody that was not circumcised, again, because his brothers died, mahmat mila, ve'atameh, somebody that's tameh, ve'nose isha she'ena hogenet lo, that's a kohen, let's say married somebody that wasn't befitting to him. For example, a kohen married a gerusha. Ve'chulan, all of them mishagirim lahem lebatehem, all of them, well, they don't collect the terumah in the granary, but you could send the terumah to their homes. Chutz betameh ve'nose isha she'ena hogenet lo, except for the person that's tameh and the one that married in Isha, that's not organic. Lo, the Gemara is going to say that that's a sufin to eat it all because of kenas. So the Gemara goes and explains, Bishlama chereshote v'katan lav b'nei de'aninu. I understand why you tell me chereshote v'katan, you don't go in public to give them out the terumah, because since they don't have da'at, so therefore it's a zilzul to give terumah that has kedusha in public to these people who do not have da'at. But they can get it in their homes. Tumtum v'androgenos name. I understand the tumtum and androgenos b'riya b'fnei atzmaninu. So they're considered b'riya b'fnei atzma. Now really an androgenos is always considered b'riya b'fnei atzma. Tumtum is really not. Tumtum is just a safek zachar nekeva. You just don't know what he is. But to the people, he's considered a mishune. He's considered like a b'riya b'fnei atzma. Therefore, it's not mechubad for terumah to be given to these type of people in public. So therefore, we send it to them at home. Comes the Gemara and continues. Eved name dilma atel asuke mitruma liyuhasin. Like we learned in the previous daf, that we're not letting Eved Kanani go to the granary because they might consider him now a kohen miyuhas when he's really an eved. Arel v'tameh mishum dimi'isi. Arel, somebody that's not circumcised, and for that matter, somebody that's tameh cannot go in public to receive the terumah because they're ma'ust. Ma'ust mahmati tum'ao, ma'ust mahmati orla. Nose isha she'en hogenet lo mishum kenasa. Means this one is different than the others. This one over here cannot even eat terumah the house because ta'akamim mokonesim, because he married somebody that wasn't befitting them. Ela isha mai ta'amalo. But what's the reason why you don't let a lady go to the granary? She's married to a kohen, so why can't she go to the granary and collect the terumah? That should be no problem. So Gemara says peligi bar apapav rabuna bered rav Yeshua hadamar mishum gerusha. One says the reason because gerusha, which means let's say she's Yisrael married to a kohen. So as long as she's married, she gets to eat terumah. But let's say she gets divorced, and now she's going to go to the grand. granary. Once she gets divorced, she cannot eat terumah anymore. She doesn't have children. And therefore, what's going to happen? The guy in the granary is not going to know, and he's going to give her girusha, and terumah is going to come out to a problem. So therefore, she has to go to husband. So at least everybody knows that she's married. V'had amar mishum yehud. And he says, no, the real problem is because of yehud. She's going to go down to the granary. She is ishet ish. Now she's going to be mityahed with the person that's in the granary. It's a problem of yehud. So it's an issue of yehud. So Gemara says, my benai, what's the nafka mina with the two reasons? So Gemara gives two nafka minot. Ika benayu ki dare, where the bedare is close, the granary is close to the town. The mekarev le mata, it's close to the city. Velo shchi'i behu inche, which means there's not people found at the granary. So the yehud problem there is, but since it's close to the city, everybody knows who's divorced and who's not divorced. And therefore, if she was indeed divorced, there's a call. And therefore, they're not going to give her terumah. But from this aspect of Yehud, it's still going to be a problem of Yehud. The Gemara gives enough to come out the other way. Inameh demirachek. The granary is far from the town. Vishkiriba inche, which means there's a lot of people there, so there's no Yehud problem, but there's going to be a Girusha problem, because since it's far from the city, they don't know she's a Girusha, therefore they might give it to her, therefore in that case also be nafkamina between the two reasons. V'chulan, mishagirim, dahem, nevatehen. All these people, you send it to Ruma, to their houses. Chutz v'tameh, v'noseh, isha, she'en hogenet. Except for the guy who's tameh, the Kohen, or the Kohen that married someone that's not hogenet. Aval, arel, but somebody was not circumcised, he still can send them to Ruma, he's allowed to eat it. So Gemara says, my Tama, what's the reason why? When it comes to the person that's Tameh, you don't send him. When it comes to the person that's Arel, you send it to Mekidis. So Gemara says, Mishum de Anis. What do you want? He's Anis, he's Anus. What do you want him to do? His brothers died Mahmat Mila, therefore he had no choice to remain uncircumcised. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, Tameh Nameh Ha Anis. So the Tameh guy also is Anus, which means he got Tameh, let's say. So therefore, what's the problem? If already he's Ones, is a reason to send them the terumah, so send the tameh guy also. Kabras is the difference. Ha nafish unse, v'hai lo nafish unse. What's the bigger onus? See, this guy over here didn't circumcise himself because his brother died, nahmat milah, so that's really considered an onus. The other guy became tameh, that's not such an onus. He could have watched himself. So therefore, that's not considered such an onus like an arel. Therefore, we don't even send them to his house. Comes Kabras, says, Tan, we have a brighter. Ha eved v'isha. In Cholkim Lahim Teruma Bebet Ageranot. Which means, even in Isha, we do not give out the Teruma to them and the Bet Ageranot. Ubimkom Shecholkim, and the place that they do give out, Notnim Leisha Tehila. The lady goes first, Upotrin Otam Yad, and they exempt her immediately. So the Gemara says, my Kamar, what kind of bright is this? So you just told me you don't give them in the granary. Then you tell me that when they give them, they go first. So it doesn't make sense. So the Gemara says, Hachi Kamar, Bimkom Shecholkim Ma'asir Ani. Change the Braita. The Braita over here is not talking about Terumah. It's talking about Ma'asir Ani that's given the third and the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle. It's not given exclusively to Kohanim. It's given to anybody. Anybody that's an Ani, including a lady. So it says when the lady comes to the granary to go collect her Ma'asir Ani, so it says, Notnim Le'isha Tehila. You give her first. My tama mishum ziluta, because you do not want to mizalzel with the chavod of the lady. It's not mechubad for a lady to have to stand there and wait in order to get her ma'asir ani. So the chavod, they give it to her first in order to be poter her. Comes Rashi and just points out over here, ma'asir ani en mitchalek begorin. You must point that out. It's not really given out in the granary, ela betoch habayit, which means it's really given out in the house. Kedichtiv nagele yatov almanat asher b'sha'arecha, that's in your gates, which means they give it out in the house. Ve'od mishum delo lechsifu anim. Also, we don't want to embarrass the anim to give it out in a public place, so they give out the ma'asir ani in a private place. Amar Rava Miresha. Rava says, once I learned this Gemara Miresha, ki avu atu gabra v'itteta lidina. When a man and a lady would come to the court for judgment, not against each other, separate cases. Kamai in front of me, Hava Sharina Tigra de Gabra Beresha. I used to judge the man first. Amin, and I said to myself, the mechayev b'mitzvot, because he's chayav in one mitzvot. The lady is petura from mitzvot aseh shazman gerama. Therefore, the man has precedence. Therefore, I put him first in the judgment. Kevan de shamana leha. But once I heard now that's a zilutah to lady to have to wait, so therefore she changed his practice. Sharina tigrad iteta b'resha. So I used to judge the case of the lady first. My tamam mishum ziluta, because of the zilzul. Comes the Gemara and continues. This is a quote from the Mishnah. Igdi lua ta'arobet. Now that was the case in the Mishnah. Ta'arobot, that was talking about a case of a shifcha that had a son, and the Kohen had a son, and they got mixed up. So you don't know who's the ben shifcha and who's the ben Kohen. So it says when they got older, so therefore they free each other. So now they're both considered free at least, so one's considered a Kohen and one's considered a Yisrael. But the Mishnah's language is right, if they freed themselves. So Gemara's mashma, that it's an option. So the Gemara says, shichriru, you tell me if they freed themselves. What do you mean? Iba'e in, ilo ba'e lo. Tell me, it's an option that they can free themselves or not? Ve'amai, why should it be optional? Lisa shifcha eno yachol. Which means, as we learned in the previous daf, these two guys cannot get married. Shifcha they can, because maybe they're a Kohen. But Chodin eno yachol, they cannot get married to a regular girl, because maybe they're a Eved. So the Gemara says, so therefore, what are they going to do with Periyav and Eviyah? Like we learned in the Masechet Chagiga, the Gemara gives a case over there of somebody that's Hachio ben Chorin Hachio Eved. So the Gemara forces the master to free him in order that she be able to get married. So the Gemara says the same thing should be over here. So Amar Rava, Rava says you're right. Ema kofin otan. It's not optional. They're forced to mishacharerin ze et ze. Comes the Gemara and continues. Notnin alehem chumre, which means we learned at the end of the Mishnah regarding these two guys. It says notnin alav chumre kohanim vechumre yisraelim. And the Mishnah didn't explain it. That's not the Gemara's going to say, what's the Chumrah of the Kohanim and the Chumrah of the Yisraelim that they put on him? So the Gemara says, Lenyan Menachot. Lemai Hilcheta, Amar Papa, Leminchatam, regarding their Mincha. Now let's just review the law of Mincha. When a Yisrael brings a Mincha, so he takes a Kometz, which is the Kohen takes a Kometz out of the Mincha, and then there's Shirim Mincha. The Shirim Mincha is the leftovers that is eaten. However, when a Kohen brings a Mincha, it's Kalil Tuktar. The whole thing goes on the Mizbeah. So therefore, now let's say one of these two guys brought him in Ha. So now we have to put the Chumrah of the Yisrael and the Chumrah of the Kohanim. How do you do that? So Gemara explains. Nikmetzet keminchat Yisrael. Kemitzah is to be taken according to the Chumrah of Yisrael's mincha. Ve'ena ne'echelet, but it's not eaten. The Shirayim cannot be eaten keminchat Kohanim. Like the Menachav Kohanim. So the question is now, what are you going to do with the leftovers? What are you going to do with the Shidayim? Ha Ketzad, Ha-Kometz Karev Ve'atzmo. Change the Kometz, they put on the Mizbeah separately, like a Menachav Yisrael. Va-Shidayim, what do they do with the leftovers? Kerebim Ve'atzman. They also brought on the Mizbeah separately. So according to this Gemara, you're putting both the Kometz and the Shidayim. So how did you be Mahmir? You just did them separately. And therefore the Gemara is saying at this point, but you can put the Shidayim of the Mincha on the Mizbeah. The Gemara challenges that. Ikrika, what do you mean? It's said over here, the Pasuk, called Shemimenu La'ishim, which means anything that's supposed to be put on the Mizbeach, hareu bebal taktiru. For example, a mincha like this, that let's say the Kometz was supposed to be put on the Mizbeach, if you put the Shirayim on the Mizbeach from an item that was supposed to be on the Mizbeach, like this mincha, so now the Shirayim is under the transgression of the Torah, lo taktiru, which means it's asur to put this Shirayim on the Mizbeach, because in the event that it's Yisrael's mincha, this Shidayim over here is not supposed to go on the Mizbeah. Right. So there's Isu Lav in the Torah, lo tektiru. So comes the Gemara and says, what are you saying? Amar Rav Yehuda, b'nei d'Rav Shimon ben Pazi, de masik lehu l'shem etzim. Oh, you have an etza. What's the Isur to put it on the Mizbeah? When you put it on the Mizbeah, l'shem haktara. when you put it for the sake of bringing it on the Mizbeah, there's no taktiru. But the Kohen's Kavanah will be L'shem Etzim, which means he's putting it up there for fuel purposes. Fuel purpose is going to be, okay, comes the Gemara and says, who's that Shita like? Kerabi El-Hazar. That actually follows Rabbi El-Hazar. Netanya Rabbi El-Hazar Omer L'Reyach Nihoach. In the Pasuk after it says no taktiru, it says L'Reyach Nihoach. So he makes it the Rasha. You're not ma'alit l'reyach nihoach, which is if you're doing it for the sake of a korban, then it's going to be asura. I'm going to ask me asura, but ata ma'alit l'shum etzim. But if you want to put it up l'shum etzim, there's no isura of lo taktiru. So God's going to answer, wait, it's not good enough. Hanicha l'rabi l'azar. Good, that's going to be l'azar that says what? So you could bring it up l'shum etzim, you have no problem. Ela l'rabbanan, but the rabbis are arguing to be l'azar. What are you going to say? Well, what's the mahalokit? My ikalamar, what are you going to say? Why? What's the question? So Gemara says, "De'avid la kerbi l'azar b'Rabbi Shimon." So the Rabbanan are going to follow the shita of Rabbi l'azar b'Rabbi Shimon. What's that shita? Because the rabbis really hold in a case where, let's say, you have a korban olan, a korban hatat, that let's say it got mixed up. Now the hatat doesn't all go on the mizbeach, but the olah, yeah, goes on the Mizbeah. So what do you do when they got mixed up? So Rabbanan say you don't put any pieces of the Qurban on the Mizbeah, just let it sit and spoil, and then already you discard it, you burn it in Bita Sinifah, but you don't put it on the Mizbeah. So therefore the same thing over here, according to Rabbanan, we don't let you just go put this extra mincha on the Mizbeah. So how is Rabbanan going to alleviate this problem over here? We have a Safek mincha, you don't know if it's the, you know, if the guy's a Kohen or not, or Yisrael. So how, what are you going to do? So the first sheet that will say, L'shem Etzim. It's not L'reach Ni'olah. But according to the Baran, I say, no, you don't go L'shem Etzim. So what's the sheet? So those are going to follow Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. Netanya, we have a braita. Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon Omer, HaKometz Karev La'atzmo, V'ashiraim Mitpazerin Al Bet Adeshin. They say that you take the Shirayim, that's the Elazar ben Shimon, and you sprinkle the Shirayim, or you scatter it, I should say, on the Bet Adeshin. That's where they, let's say, they burn the feathers of the Qurban itself. That's where they have the ashes on the side of the Mizbeah. That's where you put the extra Shirayim of this Minha. What are we talking about? What type of Minha? So that she's talking about a Minha of, let's say, a Kohen. A Kohen, let's say, brings a mincha when he's a ani. What's the din over here? So look at the first Rashi, second wide line. Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon Omer, Gabe Kohen Metameh Hekdesh. Let's say he has to bring a Korban mincha, say it was Metameh Hekdesh. So now he has to bring a Korban, Bedaleh Dalut, because it's like Oleh V'Yored, depending on the person's how much money he has. So then we're talking about his ani. So what does he bring? He brings a mincha. Shemevi minchat choteh. So Rashi continues, V'chatav ba b'minchat choteh. What does it say by minchat choteh of a Kohen? V'ayeta lekohen Kim mincha, and it'll be to the Kohen like a mincha. What do you mean like a mincha? Kilomar im chote ze Kohen hu harei kim minchat Yisrael. So the mincha of a Kohen chote is like a mincha. You say in what sense? Ma minchat Yisrael nikmetzet. Af minchat chote shel Kohanim nikmetzet chedu. So we find the minchat Kohen chote, you make kemitza. Oh, im ma minchat Yisrael shirea neechalin. You're going to say, you go, how far are you going to compare it to Minhat Yisrael? You're going to say that Shirani Akhalim, Abzeh Shirani Akhalim? No, Tamud Omar, V'chol Minhat Kohen, Kalil Tehye. You have to put it totally on the Mizbeah. HaKetzad, so it says, HaKometz Karev Be'atzmo, but you take Shirayim like a Minhat Yisrael, but you don't eat it like a Minhat Yisrael, because it says all got to go. So where do you put it? It's V'ashirayim Karebin Le'atz, Karebot Le'atzman, Devrei Rabbi Shimon. Yes, Rabbi Shimon says you just put it on the Mizbeah separately, like we learned above. You put it on the Mizbeah, L'shem Etzim, and you wouldn't have a problem. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Elazar says, no. HaKometz Karev La'atzmo, V'ashirayim Mitpazrin Abet HaDeshen Lemata, Makom Shenotnim Sham, Terumat HaDeshen V'hanotza, V'hainu Etzel HaMizbeah. Which means, you see, I have a fantastic malokot over here between Rabbi Elazar and his son. Which means, over here, what does it say? One shita says, put it on the etzim, l'shem etzim. L'shem etzim, no problem. And that'll be the answer over here. Take the shirayim and put it l'shem etzim. Second shita says, no, you can't put it on the mizbeah, not even l'shem etzim. It doesn't belong on the mizbeah. Where does it go to shirayim? You put it on the side of the mizbeah and the part of the dishin. Oh, ועד כאן לא פליגי רבנן אלא עלה ועמדו שיריים כריבים. When the rabbis argue, which means that which Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon said that you put it on the deshin.
But Rabbi Shimon said that you put it on the
mizbeach. Rabbi Shimon that said, I'm sorry, you put it on the mizbeach. When was that? Amru d'shem kribim ela b'minhat chote kohen. Why? Disvira lehu kula batakrabahi. Because they hold that the whole korban is batakraba. Right? And they, like a minha of a kohen that goes to the mizbeach. So therefore he says you can put on the mizbeach. Aval hacha. But over here, by the case of the Sefek, you don't know if he's a Kohen or a Yisrael, Mishum Shem Mezarhu. Maybe the guy's a Zar. So therefore, Veshidea Gimurim. And this is totally Shekirayim. Ubebad Taktiru. Afilu Rabbanan Modu Demitpazim. Which means even the rabbis over here will be Mode that you are Mitpazer on the Mizbeah. So again, on the addition. So the Gemara's question was again, according to Rabbanan, what are you going to say? Because normally the Rabbanan come along and say what? That you're not allowed, for example, the case of the Kohen, right? Minhat Kohen. So then we had a machloket. So it says, even the rabbis that argued over there by Minhat Kohen will be, well, over there, it's because it's lefahot it's ra'uy. There already the Torah says, it's what? The Torah says, put on the mizbeach. So therefore, put on the mizbeach. Let's take it over here, since it's a safek, if it's even ra'uy, because the guy might be azar, so then I will say, put it on the deshin. So let's read that inside the Gemara. Gemara says, ani al Rabbi Elazar, which is according to Rabbi Elazar. Already we understand that you can put it on the mizbeach l'shem etzim. Ela rabbanan, ma'ikal le'memar, what are you going to say? So Gemara says, Davida k'rebi l'azab r'bi Shimon. The father b'azab r'bi Shimon, the Tanya. R'bi Azab r'bi Shimon omer, akom eskerev da'atzmo, v'ashem yipazim abet edeshin. V'afilu rabbanan, lo paligi aled r'bi l'azab r'bi Shimon, ela b'minchat choteh shel kohanim debat akrabahi. That's why I say it could be put on the mizbeach. Aval hacha, but over here, I feel a banan modu. So it comes out, we have a machloket over here. What you going to do with it? Either l'shem etzim or atmat deshin. Comes the next Mishnah and says, mi shelo shahata achal ba'ala shlosha chodashim. Okay, a lady was married. Okay, and now what happened? Let's say the husband died. For practical sake, the Gemara is going to change the case a couple of times, but we'll learn now, the husband died. Now normally the deen is, we learned earlier in the Masechet, she has to wait 3 months before she gets married. Those months are called the months of Havchana, just in case she's pregnant, so we want to know exactly where the child is from. So she didn't wait the 3 months. Let's say she waited 2 months, then she went, she got married to somebody else. So it says, v'niseh, she got married to somebody else, v'yalda, and she gave birth. V'en yadua, im ben tish, if it's a 9 month baby, she gave birth 7 months later. So you don't know if it's 9 months to the first husband. I don't know if it's a 7 month term baby to the second. So it says, Hayula Banim Minarishon Ubanim. Now this lady, she had already sons from the first husband, and she also had sons from the second husband.
Later on.
So now the Gemara says, and what happened over here? Holtzin velo miyabimin. Which means, let's say now, this kid that's a safek, he dies. So now, you don't know which one of the sets are his brother, min ha'av. So therefore, they cannot make yibum. So both of them have to make a halitza. Well, obviously, you cannot make yibum because there could be ahim min ha'em. Ahim min ha'em, there's no that's isur. So therefore, the deen is on the safek that one of them might be ahim min ha'av. So therefore, both have to make halitza. V'chen hu lahem. And similarly, if they die, one of them should die, so he also would do the same thing. Cannot make a yibum because maybe it's not his paternal brother. Therefore, he has to make a halitza choletz velo. Comes the Mishnah and continues. Hayu lo achim min harishon ve'achim min hasheni shelo meota ha'im. Which means, let's say his mother. Let's say their father was married to somebody else as well, and they had children. Which means both the first husband was married to somebody else and had a son, and the second husband was married to somebody else and had a son. Oh, now you have this lady over here who went to the second husband, and you have this child that's a sefek. Okay, you don't know if he's from the first or the second. So now what do you do? So the Mishnah says, Hu choletz umiyabim. So he is allowed to make a halitzah ribim, which means, let's say those brothers died. So therefore now he can make a halitzah to one, and then he can make a yibum to the other. What's the logic why he can do that? So Rashi says, top line, choletz u'miyabim, which means either one. Mishnah is saying either he makes chalitzah to both of them, which is no problem. He can even make yibum on one side if he makes yibum. So it's his mamash yibum, it's his paternal brother. Or you'll say what? It's a stranger. It's a total stranger, therefore it's okay.
So
which means these brothers are coming from a different...
If there were other brothers, he can't just...
Correct. We're talking... Very good. We're talking about a case, well pointed, where there's no other brothers. Otherwise, you have a problem of Yibamah Lashuk. Very good. So therefore, again, the Mishnah said this case over here, Choletz or Miyabim. Avim. The other side. Which means regarding them, let's say he dies. So therefore it says, Echad Choletz ve'echad Miyabim. So that case over there, one will make a Halitza, one will make a Yibum. Because over here we have a Sefeg, exactly which one of these guys over here is considered the brother. So therefore, once one makes a halitza, so he's now free from that side, and another one can make a yibum. Tap Rashi. Rashi says, who or choletz u'miyabim? That's the first case. Le'eshet ben arishon imachivu, which is if indeed it's his brother. Haretov, very good. Say Meri Yibum. V'im lav, and if it's not his brother, nochliti it's lo. So it's a nochlita, no relation at all. Ugon she'en ach elahu, as was mentioned. See, he's the only brother. Deleka le'sifuke b'yibamah l'shuk, because then already have a problem of yibamah l'shuk. V'chen le'eshet menacharon. Same thing on the other side. Now we go the other way. Nashi. V'hen, which means, in the event that he dies, v'hen achin, echad choletz v'echad miyabim. O ben arishon, o ben acharon choletz la, v'habero miyabim. Now, im yibim tohi, in the segment that makes yibum, if it's really yibum, haretov. V'im lav, so if not, nochriti. We're not worried about yibamah l'shuk. The first one made a halitza already. Comes the Mishnah, gives another case. Kohen. Oh, so now we get into a case, same case, but now we have the two husbands. One was a Yisrael and one was a Kohen. And now the lady got married after 7 months. And now you have a sefik on the child that's born. Is he a Kohen or is he a Yisrael?
She got married after 2 months.
She got married after 2 months. Correct. After the first one. Now, 7 months later, the baby was born. You have a sefek as a minari shunim and a sheni. First father was Yisrael. Second father was a Kohen. Now the kid's misupak. So Gemara says, well, you have to treat him like a sefek. And we were familiar with these sefek, like we learned in the previous Mishnah. So what's the dinim? Nose isha re'uya le'kohen. Well, first of all, you can only marry an isha. That's the reality. You cannot marry a divorcee, misafek, that he is a Kohen. Ve'en mitameh lamitim. Furthermore, he's not allowed to be mitameh to mitim, that's it, that are not his relatives, because again, it's a fact that he might be a Kohen. Ve'im nitman, if he did become tameh, en osofeg et arba'im, because it is a safek, and therefore you can't give him malkut misafek. En ochel betrumah. He might be a non-Kohen. Therefore, he cannot lechet tayla ituruma. V'imachal, eno mishalem, kerem v'chomesh. And if he ate, so therefore, you cannot make him pay kerem v'chomesh, because again, amotzi machaveru alav araya. And therefore, prove to me that I'm not a Kohen. V'eno cholek ala goren, like we learned in the previous Mishnah, that he cannot go down to the goren and collect his tiruma. U'mocher tiruma. He's allowed to sell tiruma, which is his own tiruma that he takes from his own produce, he's able to sell it, v'adamim shelo, and the money belongs to him. Again, nobody can tell him anything, because ve'enu cholek b'kodshe ha-kodashim, which means he does not get a chelek in the kodshe kodashim. So we have different interpretations. Either means that we do not give him to bring the korbanot, or we do not let him, but as she said above, it means he does not get the orot of the kodashim of the skins. The Mishnah continues, ve'en notnim lo et ha-kodashim. As she said above, you don't give him to be makriv, because obviously he's not a Kohen. Ve'en motzi'in et shelo miyado. And you cannot take what he has from him. So as she said, the second shot above, that was talking about Bechor, which means you don't give the Bechor to him, because he might not be a Kohen, but his own Bechor you can't take away. So what did the Mishnah say above? Yir'e ad sheyistaev. let him keep his bechor until it becomes blemished. Then already he's allowed to eat it. Upatur min zeroa v'lehayayim v'kiva. If he brings a korban, normally those parts go to the kohanim. He doesn't have to give. Okay, even if basar.
How come we don't get it today?
Wait, basar of the zeroa and the lechayayim of the goat, which is matanot kehuna, when they slaughter meat, so therefore he does not have to give it to the kohen, because he himself is a kohen, therefore he has the same rule of a motzi b'chavero, alav arayah. Again, that's a regular animal that he slaughters. Normally you have to give these parts to the kohen as matanat kehuna. Here he keeps it himself. Like we learned above, the bechor, let it become grazed until it becomes blemished. Like we learned above, the chomrei kohanim is gabedi mincha. Hayu shenehem kohanim. Oh, now let's say both fathers were kohanim. The same case over here. Another child is safek for the first father, safek to the second father. So the Mishnah says, hu onen alehim, which means if they died, the fathers, he becomes an onen. Nafkamina legaber kohen, when he's an onen, he's not allowed to eat kadashim as long as he's an onen. So therefore, if any of these two fathers died, since he's a kohen, so therefore he's onen. Forever at that moment, he cannot eat kadashim during the day. Vehem onenim alav. And for that matter, they are onen over him, which means if he dies, they are onen for him. Now, the Chaura, the Gemara asks the question, if we're learning the case where the first guy died, and then the second lady got married to somebody else, how do you have a case where both the fathers are being onen? The Chaura, one of them died already. And if you're going to tell me over here that it's a case of a Girusha, they think already one of them got divorced, so then already you have a halal over here. So he's a non-Kohen. So therefore we're going to have to see, which means then how can he be onen for them? Which means he's nothing. He's not a Kohen. He's a halal. So therefore the Rashi brings us down. Now the Gemara will discuss it immediately. If you want to see the Rashi, look at the Rashi, Dibura Mathil, Hu Onen Alehem, fourth line in Rashi, Hu Onen Alehem, Lechumra, Shema Ze Abiv, Ubiyom Mitato, Asur Ze Leechol Bakadashim. Why? Shema Aninut Chala Alav, Vechen Hen Onenim Alav. Nafkamina ubiyom moto asurim shenehem bekadashim as well. Uparik begemara echidame deshnem chayim. Give me the case where you have both of these guys alive. Him tomar begirusha. So you tell me, maybe the first guy got divorced. Amai hu en metamel larishon. The Gemara is going to say now, the Mishnah actually is going to say that he is not metamel to the first guy, because maybe he's the son of the second guy. But if he's the son of the second guy, he's a halal because his father got divorced. So therefore he can't be mitameh to the first guy. So what's the case where you have a case where both of them can be onen, which you'd have to be alive, or wait for the Gemara? Comes the Mishnah and says, who eno mitameh lahim? He cannot be mitameh to them. Why? Because the kohen can only be mitameh to his relatives. So if this guy dies, maybe he's the other guy's son. And if the other guy dies, maybe he's the first guy's son. So if he cannot be mitameh to them, vehem eno mitameim lo, for the same reason. Who eno yoresh otam? He cannot yoresh them because they come along and say, "You want to take my yerusha? Prove to me that you're my son. Prove to me that you're the child." Aval him yorshim oto, but they are yoresh him because the gape him is considered mamona mutal besafek, which means now you have mamona mutal besafek after he dies. So what's the din? Holkin. So they split it evenly. Comes the Mishnah, continues. Upatur al makato ve'al kelelato shel ze ve'shel ze, which means according to the Torah, if let's say a person is makeh his father or is mekalel his father, so if he's chayav, this guy over here is going to be patur. Why? Because it's sefek. You don't know who's the real father. Ole b'mishmaro shel ze ve'shel ze, which means he has an option when he wants to serve as kohen. He can pick whatever mishmar he wants to serve in, either from the first father or the second father. Now she says la'avod, to work. Ve'en b'nei mishmar me'akevim alav, and they can't stop, they can't tell him go away. Abal eno cholek, But when it comes to getting out the benefits of the mishmar, they're not going to give him. Each mishmar come along and say, hey, prove to us that you're with us. Go to the other one. So comes the mishnah and says, ve'eno cholek, and eno cholek, imayu shneihem b'mishmar echad, notel chelek echad. But let's say both fathers came from the same mishmar, so therefore notek chelek echad, so therefore he serves in that mishmar, and he gets the matanot from that mishmar, but they can't tell him go somewhere else. What do you mean? Memalav shall come from this mishmar. Comes the Gemara now analyzes in the first case, or in the case of the mishnah that we said, where let's say you had achim min harishon, and you had achim min hashini, and you had the sefer guy in the middle. So what do we say over here? So we said that one of them is choletz, which means in the case that he dies, so one of them is choletz, and the other one could be miyabim. So the mishnah says that order is dafka. Dafka mechaletz mehadar yibumeh. It's dafka in that order. Aval yibumeh bereshah lo. Obviously, why? Tekapaga biyibamah leshuk. Because in the event that, let's say, this lady over here is not really his yivamah, so therefore he's pogeya in a yivamah. So therefore, he cannot make yibum first. Let the first guy make a halitza. So if he was the yavam, he broke it. So now the mother of shakta, the other guy, if he's the yavam, he's the yavam. If not, so therefore it's mutar anyway, because she's not related. Amar Shemuel, Shemuel gives a case now. Asara kohanim omdim. You have 10 kohanim standing. So one of the kohanim left the group, ubaal, and he went with a lady. Biyadat znut, habalad shituke. So the status of that child is a shituke. Now, normally what a shituke means when you don't know who the father is. The reason why they call him a shituke is because every time he says Abba Abba, the mother keeps him quiet. But over here, the Gemara also says that the child of this kohen, it's called a shituke. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? My shituke? What do you mean shituke? Ile ma shemishatekin oto minichse abiv. Maybe it means that he's not yoresh, his father, which is mishatekin oto. They silence him from the nichse abiv. Pshita. That's pashut. Why? Niyad inan avu manu. They don't know who the father is. One of these 10 guys went out and was born this day. We don't know who the father is. So do I need a Gemara to come and tell me that he's mishatek, that we silence him from his father? Father's Yerusha, who's the father over here? So that cannot be the interpretation. Which means this child over here, even though he's a Vadai Kohen, because all these 10 guys were Kohanim, doesn't matter. He loses his ability to serve as a Kohen. Now she says, Mila'avod Avoda. From serving, the af agav the lan yuhsin lisa isha kasher hu, which means even though the lan yuhsin he's considered a kohen, which means he has to marry isha kasher for the kehuna, but he's pasul la'avoda. So give us my tama. What's the reason for this dino? Maybe he's a kohen. How should he be able to serve as a kohen? Amar kera, so he's based on the pasul. Va'itano ulzaro acharav. That's talking about the yichus of a kohen. It says lo ulzaro. Ba'inan zaro miyuhas acharav, which means you have to know who the father is. Which means it says lo ulzaro. It means you know who the guy is. You know the father and his children. But if you don't, you cannot trace the father. Therefore, they lose their rights to serve in the Bet HaMikdash. So comes the Gemara and says, Veneka, in this case, you don't have it. Comes the Gemara and says, Matkif la papa ila me'ata. Already you're starting to be doresh this lo ul zar'o business. So what about a pasuk that's written by Avraham Abinu? Gabi Avraham dechtiv, liyot necha liluhim ul zar'acha acharecha. Which means it also says that acha acharecha hatam over there by Avraham ma'ika mazir le'rachmana, which is Avraham, let's say, is Israel. So what are you going to tell me over here? That if you have 10 Yisraelim in a group, and one of them goes out now with a lady over here, so the child is Yisrael, which means, what are you telling me? He has to know who the father is? What's nafka minah legabe Yisrael? I understand when you tell me lo zaro legabe keuna. He loses avodah. Right. But Avraham Abinu also says lo zaro. So what do you tell me? What's nafka minah legabe Yisrael? So no, haki kamale. Lo tinsab ovedet kochavim v'shemcha. It's telling you that do not marry either an ovedet kochavim, or goya, or a shifcha. Why? De lo lizil zara batra. Because if you are going to do that, the zera is miyuhas after the mother. Like we learned by Shifcha, it says, Ha'isha viladeha tiyeladoneha. From that pasuk we learned that what? That the children are miyuhas after the mother Shifcha. And also by the pasuk, by Goyim, it says, Ki yasirit bincha. So that's only bincha is only when the mother was Jewish. But if the mother was a ovedet kochavim, it's not considered bincha. So that pasuk is coming today. Lecha uzaracha. That what? That do not go with somebody else, or goya, because the child is not going to be considered your zera. So let's understand Shmuel's chedush first. Shmuel's statement is basically that if you have a kohen, that he went and he committed znut, and now they had a child, so that child becomes pasul lavoda. The Gemara now systematically is going to challenge this principle from our Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Metibe, we have a question. Rishon ra'ui liyot kohen gadol. So it says, the first son is ra'ui to become a kohen gadol. What is it referring to? Rashi. Hecha shmiyabem eshet achiv betoch gimal. Our case, the guy made yibum, let's say, within 3 months. V'yalda safek ben tet l'rishot safek ben shema l'acharon. And we're talking about where everybody's kohanim over here. So the kids are vadai kohen. And what is the bright that's telling us now in this case? That child that's born, that safek, is ra'ui to be a kohen gadol. Which means he's able to serve in the Beit HaMikdash. Oh, what's the problem? What do you mean? You told me, Shmuel, your whole basis is what? That you have to know who the father is. Zerom miyuhas. This case over here, the kid doesn't know if he's from father one or father two. And what is the Braita saying? He's drawing to be a Kohen Gadol. So Gemara says, Zerom miyuhas acharav derabbanan. Where's this whole derasha that we brought? You should know it's all, it's a din derabbanan. Ukra asmachta be'alma. And what? The whole pasuk that we brought, lo zaroz really an asmachta. Buchi gazur rabbanan biznut. When did the rabbis make such a gezerah to posel the child? When it was a case of like the 10 guys, a guy went out and committed zlut. However, b'nisu'in, lo gazur rabbanan. This case is the case of nisu'in, which means she got married to the second guy. She got married, let's say, within the 3 month period, but fine. But still, nisu'in is hal. And therefore, the child is not going to kones the child, even though he's a goyen, they're not going to posel him from avodah. So there's a chiluk between nisu'in and znut. Nisu'in, it's okay, znut not. Comes to the Gemara and says, wait, mi gazur ubiznut, mi gazur banan. What do you mean? Even by znut, the rabbis be gozer on such a child? Matanah, we learned in our Mishnah, mi shelo shata achar ba'ala shelo shah chodashim. She didn't wait the 3 months. Then it said, she got married to the second guy, v'yalda, and she had a child. Now, the Gemara analyzes the case. My achar ba'ala. What does it mean over here when it says shelo shahata achar ba'ala? After our husband. What does this mean after our husband? So Gemara says ilema achar mitat ba'ala. Maybe it means achar ba'ala, meaning the first husband died. Like we learned the Mishnah, the first husband died. She got married within 3 months. Ema sefa. Not going to make sense, because what did it say in the sefa, the Mishnah, when the cases were they were kohanim, hu onen alehim. Well, he is onen for them, mimmanafshach, because he has to be choshesh that what? That it's his father, and therefore he's onen, meaning he cannot eat kadashim on that day. Vehen onenim alav. And they also have to be machmid to be onen for him, because maybe it is his son. So the Gemara analyzes. Bishlama hu onen alehim. I understand he can be onen for them. Mashkachatla b'nisu'in d'sheni v'likut atzamot d'kama. Which means, if you talk about the first guy died already, right? Well, the first guy died, and then she got married in 3 months. So you have to ask yourself a question. How do you have a case over here that he could be onen for both of them? Which he wasn't born yet when the guy died. The first, the father died. Or the first, the husband died. So the first husband died. So what's the case of he's onen for both? I have a case. He's onen for the second husband when he dies, and because of likut atzamot, which means they would inter the bones, let's say, of the first husband. So on the day of the internment, that's considered like a day of Aninut. So you have a case where he can be on air for both. No problem.
But the second reinterment?
Not the first reinterment. They would put him in the ground first. They would wait for the body to decay. Then they would put him in, let's say, the kevet of the mishpaha. So on that day of the internment, you can make, let's say, an Aninut. And it was, let's say, he was already older. But they have the question the other way. What's the case of him onenim alav? The both of them are going to be onen for him. Hechi mashkachatan kama hamitle. The first guy we learned is dead. So how do you have a case if they're going to be onen for him? So Gemara says ve'ela bigrusha. Oh, I'll tell you the case. What we talking about wasn't mita. The case was talking about divorce. Divorce. We're going to run into the problems that we have. So Gemara says, "Umay achar ba'ala." So what does it mean? She didn't wait achar ba'ala. She didn't wait achar get ba'ala. I mean, after the divorce from her husband, she didn't wait the 3 months. So Gemara says, "Ema sefa." We have a question. If you learn the case like this from the sefa, about the Kohanim case, who en mitame lahem? He's not mitameh to them when they die. Vehem ena mitameim lo, and they are not mitameh to him. So Gemara says, Bishlamahen en mitameim lo. I understand that those fathers over there are not going to be mitameh for him. Lechumra. Dechol had vechad dilma lav bereu. Because maybe it's not his son, and therefore, being that they are Kohanim, they are not able to be mitameh for somebody else's son. Now I understand that. Elahu en mitameh lahem. But when you tell me the other side, that he is not mitameh for both of them, why not? Amai. Bishtama leshini lo litmele. I understand why he cannot be mitameh to the second guy, because maybe he's the son of the first, and therefore that's not his father. So he cannot be mitameh. But to the first guy, he should be metameh memanavshach. And what's the manavshach? Ibereu shapirka metameh. If it's a son, so he's the son of this kohen. This kohen can be metameh for his father. The ibar batrau. And if he's the son of the second guy, shapirka metameh dehalalu. Because after all, he's a halal. Because he did me a case where his father got divorced. His father got divorced. This lady went with the second guy. So already the guy's a Kohen, so their child's going to be a halal, so memanafshach, so therefore that cannot be the case either. We're talking about Girusha. El alav biznut. Oh, so we established the case of the Mishnah must be talking about biznut, that she went to the second guy, biznut. How do you learn the Mishnah? It says achar ba'ala. So it says umay achar ba'ala. So you learn it achar bo'ala, which means achar bo'ala. After the one that was Bo'ela, which means she went with another fellow, Biznut, which means she went with the first guy. Okay? And now after she went with the first guy, now she went with the second guy. So now already you have Znut over. You don't know who the child belongs to. So he's a Kohen. And what does the Mishnah say about this Kohen that now is a result of the Znut? Viketani Sefa. We learned to the end of the Mishnah. Ole b'mishmar shel zeh v'shel zeh. He works. He goes to serve in whatever mishmar he wants. He wants to go to the mishmar of the first guy or the second guy. What does he do in the mishmar? He serves as a kohen. V'ti yuftad v'shmuel. They have a question against Shmuel, because you just told me, Shmuel, that when it comes to a case of znut, the child does not, he loses ability to serve in the Beit HaMikdash. But in our Mishnah, we systematically proved that the only case that makes sense is talking about where the lady went, Biznut. And what do we say to Gabed, this child that's in the Sefik? The child that's in Sefik, we said, can work in whatever Mishmar he wants. So that's a Tiyufta again, Shemuel. Rashi says, right, I was going to call you that Rashi now. Look at Rashi. El alav biznut, Rashi. Shishnehem bau alea biznut. Both guys went with a biznut. Ve'ilkach en mitameh lahen. So now we understand why the Mishnah says, he's not mitameh to them. De ben kach u ben kach kohen kasher. Which means he is a kohen kasher. But why can't be mitameh? Because he has a safek. Umashkachat, and we have the case who onen alehem. He could be onen for both of them because they're both alive. Nobody died over here. Then alav that talvayu hazule. Right, they're both alive. They both see him. They both ra'uit him. They both see him. They're both alive. So therefore, we have the case. But it's a question on Shemuel. Amar Rav Shemaya. Rav Shemaya says no. I'll give you the case. Don't make a case of Znut. Make a case when it was a marriage over here. Oh, if there was a marriage over here, you had the problem of divorce. I'll give you a case to get rid of the divorce problem. Bimima in it. What's the case of Mima in it? You have a Ketana. Okay, that let's say her father died. So her brother or her mother married her off to this first guy. That Kiddushin over here is Kiddushin Drabbanan. Before she becomes a Gedola, she has the ability to make what's called a Mi'un. Oh, and what happens with the Mi'un? It's Oker, the Kiddushin, the Mafreya. So retroactively, there was no marriage over here. So therefore, this guy is still alive, the first guy, but it's not. And what happened? And she went to the second guy after 2 months, and now she had a child over here after 7 months. So you have a sefek if it's from guy number one or guy number two. Oh, so what would you benefit from this case over here? First of all, it's not a case of znut, and over here you have the cases of whom etameh lahem, him etameh lo. He's still alive, so we solved the case. Give us his way. You have one technical problem. Mima in it, mika yalda. Which means, can a mima'enet have a child that's going to live? Which means, obviously, if she's mima'enet, she's less than 12 years old. Because she cannot be mima'enet after 12 years old. Right. And we learned in previous Gemariot, like we're going to quote now, that the child is not going to make it. How do you know? Gemara's v'atani rabbi bai, kamed rab nachman. Shalosh nashim mishamshot b'moch. There's three ladies that are able to be mishamish b'moch. What does that mean? They would put like a cloth, let's say, b'otam makom, in order to make sure that the lady does not become pregnant. Who are these three ladies? Ketana, me'ubet, lady that's pregnant already. Umenika, menika's lady that's nursing. Ketana, shema tetaber. We consider that she might conceive v'tamut. But since she's a ketana, she's not going to be able to carry the baby. She's going to die. So if it's a kanafa, then she can be mishamish b'moch. Me'ubere, what's the problem with me'ubere? She's pregnant already. Shemme ta'ase ubra sandal. Well, you're concerned that what? If she's going to get pregnant a second time, a second pregnancy, and the child's going to put pressure on the first child, Hazrat Shom is going to flatten him like a sandal. Menika, what's the case of Menika? She's nursing. Shema tigmol et bena. Once she gets pregnant, this nursing lady, the milk is going to dry up. Now she's not going to be able to nurse her child. What's going to happen to the child? Viyamut. Oh, so the Gemara analyzes this kitana that you said she's allowed to be mishamishet b'moch because we're worried that she might get pregnant and die. What's the case? Ve'ezuhi kitana. What is considered? What is? Yes. Ve'ezuhi kitana. Who's considered ketana? Mibat achat esre shana v'yom echad, from 11 years old in one day, ad bat shtim esre shana v'yom echad, till 12 and one day. Pachot mikana, less than 11, o yoter alken, or more than that, mishameshet kedarka, more than 12, mishameshet kedarka v'holechet. Because less than 11, she's not going to give birth bichlal. She's not going to get pregnant at all. After 12, not a second offer anymore. But what do you use to vrei Rabbi Meir? V'achamim omrim, achadzu v'achadzu, mishamishet kedarka v'holechet, u'min ha-shamayim yirachamu. Hachamim say, ben the ketana, ben the minika, ben the me'uberet, don't use a moch. Let them have to speech the regular way, and in Minas Shemad, they'll have Rachamim. Shnei Emar, Shomer, Pitayim, Hashem. Also, we're back to the question. What's the question? How can you tell me that what? You're telling me it's Mi'un. Oh, and what's the case? Mi'un, so the child was born, and you have a Safik. What child over here? If it's Mi'un, she had to be less than 12. Less than 12 already, you're telling me that either she can't give birth, or she's going to die. So then, how can you have a case of the Mi'un over there? So then, back to Shemuel, how are you going to answer the case of the Mishnah? So it must be a case of Znut. Oh, if it's a case of Znut, we have a Tiyuftah against Shemuel. So Gemara gives one more option. Mashkachat la b'kiddushe ta'ut. Atay etzomar gedola. And the Gedola made a Kiddushin. Beautiful, the Kiddushin is Kiddushin Deoraita. But it was a conditional Kiddushin. There was a stipulation to it. Which means what? Let's say now she had even got pregnant from this man. And now she had she was pregnant. Now what happened? The Kiddushin, Lemafreya, was uprooted because the condition was not met. And now she went and married the second guy. And now, 7 months later, child was born. You don't know it's from the guy number one or guy number two. But what? They're both alive. There's no Girushin over here. Because in the Kiddushin Ta'ut, you're okay it. l'mafreya. So therefore, you have the cases. So not a question against Shmuel. That's why the kohen can serve in the Beit Hamikdash in the mishmar, because there was no stut of it. It's a regular case of nisuin that was ne'ekar l'mafreya. And fortifies this shita from the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda bar Shmuel. Tamar Rabbi Yehuda bar Shmuel. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. Vehi lo nitpasa asura. Which means we learn in the pasuk, when does lady become asur to her husband? Vehi lo nitpasa. She wasn't taken by force. But she's ishet ish. She's zinta. She went willingly. Lo nitpasa. She wasn't by force. Then she becomes asura. Ha nitpasa. But if she was, let's say, ne'insa, it was by force, muteret. She's able to go back to her original husband. So said Rav Yehuda, v'yesh lecha acheret. There's a certain lady, shafat bishelo nitpasa. Even though she went willingly, muteret. She's permissible to go back. Ve'ezu, what's the case? Shekidushea, kidushea ta'ut. The case is talking about where, let's say, she went with the first guy, it was kiddushin b'ta'ut, because let's say it was stipulative, and therefore the condition was not met. Sha'afilu bina murkav la al kitfa. Even if let's say she had a child from this guy, the child already on the shoulders, mima'enet ve'olechet la. Now, mima'enet is not dafka, you just have to make a mi'un over here. Talk about a gedolah even, which means, in this case over here, she does not become asur to the husband. Look at the bottom Rashi. Bottom Rashi says, והולכת לה. וכיוון דלא בעיה מן הגיטה, since she doesn't need to get from this guy because it was כדי שטעות, לאו אשתו הביא. And therefore, ואיזנתה, let's say she went מרצון. היא לא נתפסה. She went מרצון with somebody else. הרי כפנויה שזנתה, ומותנה, she can go back to him and marry him now. When she was with the first guy, כדי שטעות. Okay? And then she even had, let's say, a child. How about she went with somebody else? Miratzon, Zinta, she can go back to the first guy. Because she was never married to the first guy, because the Kiddushin was not a Kiddushin, the get's not a get. So you have a case where we can learn our Mishnah, which the bottom understanding of our Mishnah is talking about a case where the lady was married, the Kiddushin b'tenai, and the kid b'tenai was not met. In the interim, she was pregnant. She went now to the second guy. So now already it says over here, you have a case of the queen. You don't know it's from the first or the second, but it's still he can serve in the Beit HaMikdash in the Mishmat. That's not against the Shmuel, because there was a Nisuin. And like he said, the Nisuin, we're not going to say, Baruch Adonai Olam, Amen v'Amen.